Pavarotti.
So, like, oh, I try to do it like this loud. I'm just doing it slow. I don't want to freak people out. I've done it before, but always end up with a oh my god. Yeah, it's tough. You think that anybody can sing opera? I'd be good at it. It's like, no. Oh no. You're no good. Next, you're no good. Audition. That's the audition thing. You're no good. Get out. Just switching Windows around. Yeah, hello. Windows update. So Windows update happened again, and it just scrambled my USB again. It's nuts. Yeah. And my back. It was a little odd, so I had to lie down and stretch. Little stretches. Seems okay now. So, anyway, welcome to Studio 2 Rocks Live. I have finally finished the coffee. What's drinking coffee? Drinking coffee, fixing stuff. So I like 1/3 full. Full enough that I can put some supplement, fix it, drink it. It's good. It's all good. So good today, yeah. Dun 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 dun. Once there's the web thing, I'm just like, okay, let me see what's up. Putting, okay. Christina Applegate. Gain 40 pounds camel without a cane. I. Oh, MS. She's got it. Oh. That sucks. You might see 49th in your Halloween. I'm on your post. It's like interesting stuff. Wait, there's a horn player with a mask. They put a hole in it. What's that gonna do? Gonna help? Or was it a joke? Complete. So the city is still okay. I don't know. I think the city's fine. So yeah, whatever. Crime's up, yeah. People are scared, yeah. Then I thought about something. No, when we were kids, when we were young, our days, we didn't have somebody pick us up at our school, walked. If you live close, even like a mile away, you walked. But you walk among friends, so. Bad guys will be like, there'll be witnesses, so we won't do that. Trying to kidnap you, stuff. So it doesn't work. Funny. Well, anyway, we walk together. less chance. Getting something to happen. We don't know. No, at this point, I don't know. Because my ex-boss lived on 14th Street. He got the, I guess, whatever that the knockout game he always got. Or somebody hit him. So, what's wrong with these people? Well, you pick the week. If you look weak or something, do it, just pick it. But then now, just we got this point now. We don't know. Some of these crazies. But when I lived there, they were crazy already. Stuff you don't make it to the news. It's on the news. Now, like today, currently, we had stuff. Things happen. There are things. Like, some guy just went out naked with a knife in his hand and started trying to, do stuff. That happened. I was looking at my friend's house. Upper East. This stuff happens all the time. Crazy. Oh, what caught my eye before? Michael Jackson. Esque participant. Zombie with the Ace Frehley esque zombie. Because they're doing the zombie things. Funny stuff. I guess people still live. Goes on. The official police have AR-14s. Oh. Just in case. You know, the funny part is that, they don't have revolvers. I just never seen. First time I've seen a cop with those AR-14. What, in war zone? Tower came down. So now the police are allowed to. I don't know. It's weird. But then I have friends who are in police force complain about that stuff. No. Those crazies who come out with the Uzi and stuff, automatics. Yeah, and we need something else for help. So the Halloween thing, in New York, the parade, did anything happen? Or just, it was okay. Do we know? We know what happened in Korea, but maybe because they cannot match what happened there. So it's like, what's the lesser news? So we're not going to report it. How many crimes not being reported in New York? Is it ramping up? Probably. I don't know. It's like one of those. It's all politics. Money, politics, power. Something. I want something. So we're going to do this. In your work, come down. scrolling and just finding things. Boring. Very boring. LDs. Oh, they're talking about LDs. LDs matching 2019 Thanksgiving prices. Yeah, now dollars worth nothing. So, which is a surprise that you would see Bitcoin go up, but then just stay at 20s. He'll be there for a while. In like 3 years, we'll jump back maybe. 2-3 years. Dogecoin's back. Vengeance, though. Also, Litecoin. Litecoin today popped. Oh. Why is it Litecoin? Everybody just jump in. What's going on? Yeah, I'm not in the loop. Because I'm just looking at them. It's like, for so long, let me just look at numbers. It's like, oh. It's not doing nothing. Forget it. Even the one I'm screwing around with, I guess it's sort of like a game. The pancake swap thing. And that, like, check it once a month. See what's up. And that's it. You know, now everybody's saying, screw Bitcoin, let's get lottery, Powerball, ball, 1.2 billion. Okay, that's jackpot, right? Would you take it lump sum? Or would you take it, like a paycheck every year, every month, or every year? God, it was 1.2 billion. I would say, like, just claim it per year. Not lump sum. Lump sum, no happens. Most likely, half of it was going to the Fed or to the city or to something. Just taxed out. So, something like 500 million. That's still a lot. So, everybody got lotto, the Powerball. Whole family did. I'm just like, if we do that, lump sum, 500 million, I'll take only 10. Just give me 10. The rest belongs to you guys. I don't want it. I don't want to see it. I'll find the land. Piece of tiny little land. Or a little bigger land. Maybe not. I don't know. Quarter acre, maybe. I'll build a tiny house. I'll build the Elon house. Or even just get it. Do exactly what you did. Just buy a little land. It's maybe tiny bit more land in the back. Build a what is that thing? Greenhouse. Build a little greenhouse. Some little plants going, herbs. Just do this podcast and do something else. And cook and make coffee. Maybe open a little coffee shop thing. People come in. It's not a coffee shop. Just like, here's my coffee spot. Wanna come? Put a jar on top of the table. So wanna help pay for it? Coffee? Drop something. And somebody found out, like, wait, you want? No. No, you got the wrong person. I wouldn't tell them. It's not cool. Because then everybody's like, holy cow. Give me money. Give me money. You got a lot. Give me some. Right? That's what happened. I don't know if I want that. I don't know. Why would I want that thing? So, one person won 5 out of 5 with power play. $2 million. On day. We'll find out today what happens. I don't think about that stuff. I know people say, go buy it. Like, I don't care, so I don't put emphasis on it. I'm gonna win. My dream. So I don't win. Because I know I have to work hard. So I have to work. I put a little work on something to get the money. So that's how it is. I'm looking at tech world now. AMC's Aggroth mining stick appears to be poised to start minting gold. What? What does that mean? They're gonna start minting gold. Oh, they're doing drilling. Okay. Wow. That's noise. See, Xiaomi, mobile computer, whatever company, concept allowed you to attach both sides to your phone, the Leica, with a never ring to it, after ring. Whoa. I don't know about that. I know a lot of people tried it. I even have the old, still have it, I think, LG phone that had a camera in the back. That was the first one that I thought it was like, yeah, this would be cool, but it was non-instantaneously streaming. I had to convert it in stream. It won't not stream. Because there's no app for it. And it runs on Flash. There's no apps back then. There were no Android. I mean, there were Android, but it just started. And I have an iPhone just started. But I like this. Wait, it's got a camera. Whoops. So I don't know what's going on. But well, it is today. Also my crazy battles with the senator, I think. governor and governor, where Oliver is fighting. You suck, I win. Everybody's like that. It's like ads all over the place. Yeah. I don't know if I want to see that. But I guess all of us heard what happened with the Elon tweet. No. Should be Musky tweet. Musk tweet. The Musk tweet. Down 2,000 accounts that's linked to somewhere in China. And you know where it's gonna go. Probably CCP or something. Right? It cancel them. Ooh, ouch. Yeah, the bad news over the Foxconn thing. Like with the plant over there. Like, oh, we got COVID. So we're gonna lock down all the plants. So they're not gonna produce nothing. So I guess it's time to bring it back. Bring them all here. Bring them somewhere else. I don't know. Oh, amnesty. Oh, that pandemic amnesty. Yeah, sure. How about amnesty. International. You know the story behind that one. Oh, then you find the people behind that one. Found the history behind it. Like, oh, I mean, yeah, conspiracy theory. Oh, no, it's hypothesis based on fact that you found. Whoa, just like, ooh, I don't know. Something's wrong with this company. With the Amnesty International went, they haven't made commercials for years. Where did they go? Amnesty. Pandemic. I say you didn't confront you, make you mad. But you gotta forgive me now. Because I think I made a mistake. But then aren't you supposed to own your mistake at that level? You know. Especially the doctors. These people claim like, oh, it's this, that, but how do we know? There's no evidence. Test doesn't show anything. On the company, so like, you gotta wear a mask or else. No, people get fired for it. Yeah, I mean, it's supposed to work out a lot of things, like apologetic thing, but it would be personal. But it's not apologize. Thing is that big. It's about the little things. Like, I shouldn't have done this. Shouldn't have done this in the past. To a mutual friend or something, or family member or something. But something just, it's a little different from mass. Like, things happen around the whole world. The little things. You're supposed to go through it. Inner works. That's what everybody should be doing, especially now. Oh, I think I started 10, maybe a decade ago. Started looking in, like, God, I shouldn't be doing this. No. Well, like, sometimes, like, back then, probably should have done something else. went to Volda. Then Camilla came. Like, okay. Fine. Move on. Move on to better things. Move on with their life. But have that mindset in the back. It's like, that happened before. I'm going to try something else. I'm going to try a different way. Or I'm going to try harder. Something. Go bypass. Bypass the same thing. It's like, let me go this way. But that's what you're supposed to learn. That's what you learn. You're supposed to learn this. Then you think about it. If I'm just talking about those younger kids. Like that trending video with the kid in the Starbucks complaining 8 hours, right? Like you learn stuff. You learn about yourself when you work past 8 hours. Well, you learn that you don't like doing it, but if you work even harder. But if you look at everybody else, manager starts early, starts maybe before you, or maybe they're coming late, but they work and shouldn't be complaining. It's my job, right? There's other ways around things. That type of feeling, right? Work hard. 8 hours means nothing. Wait till you work like 72 hours. Even though, yes, I did it at a desk doing design work, something. It was like a huge project. They brought people in. Oh, freelance. Every day, just on the thing. And finish, you know, paid pretty handsome, but 72 hours, didn't sleep, couldn't sleep, because there's just something bugging me, like, how do I do it a different way, do it this way, do it that way, because, you know what it is, when you're so into what you're doing, you're like, you're getting paid for it, really want it, changes, right? It might work even harder. But if you ever work in production, whether it's like food, preparing food, to like doing something else, machines, factories, and you just go, yeah, everybody complains. Oh man, I'm tired. But you know what? You get up, get some coffee, go back. I don't know. So I'm thinking, I don't know what. To me, it's ethics, but it's a lot more. Like, do you yourself have what's that word? What's a good word? Not capacity, but do you yourself, I don't know, not just mindset, but like combination of a whole bunch of stuff. Do you have that to keep going? You know, to see things done from beginning to end. That's it. And I've noticed that in the past few years, they stopped teaching that in school. In the teaching method, and you can see the kids falling apart. And interviews and stuff. Like, oh, that's bad. Yeah. So I'm still trying to think of that word. It's I think Pavarotti's distracting. Yeah, okay. Yes, I can't remember the word. I had the word in my head for like a little bit, and then just poof. Well, what happened? Like yesterday, I did I call the reset meditation. It involves a whole bunch of different ones, different sitting positions, different lying down positions, breathing, different type of breathing, different type of exercise with the muscles, especially brain muscles, project something in different portion of your brain and stuff. Basically, it's a complete reset. So I was like yesterday, I was driving around, I was having trouble like I want to do something, so relaxed. I'm like, oh, I forgot. Drive home and then drive back, do something. Kept doing that. Like, oh, I forgot. Like, holy cow. Yeah, so the reset thing, I don't know how I learned it, but I did. It requires to do this one thing. What? Cliffhanger. Let's see if I can find the link. It's Substack. It's gonna hurt. It's part of that. See it. Okay. See if I can find his Substack. It's a technique. Which one? Which country? Or which came from Buddhist? I have no idea how to learn either. Oh, maybe it's on there. Oh, yeah, it's it. Okay. It has the Substack videos. Talk video. Yeah, I guess it's not there. It's only as a Telegram. It's gonna hurt. It's like, basically you learn how to focus with your eyes open, with your eyes looking at your nose as much as you can. It's gonna hurt your eyes. When you do enough of it, eventually you can focus. I'm afraid of close. Thanks. I did it and it hurt. I don't know why I did it. I just learned it. Then just, okay. Now, here's the thing. When you close your eyes, you see little stars and stuff. Well, after I did the exercise, it's like I'm seeing something else new. It's like a static, but it's as a construct. It changes shapes, changes stuff. First time I can see someone clearly, sharp, super sharp. Somebody's face. Whoa, what the hell was that? It lasted around for people who practice stuff. But yeah. Oh, yeah. You get to. You'll get to that point. And the message will be there for you to learn from. Like, what kind of message? Now here it goes. Oh, Zen. Zizen. Zazen. Zazen. Remy. So the Zazen exercise. So I passed the first round and I was able to do this thing. But when you don't practice something for a long time, it's harder to get back. So yesterday I did the reset and did one of those super, like super deep. It doesn't hurt anymore. Did I say something? I have no idea. It was clear. I saw shapes. Saw lots and lots of shapes coming in and out. It's like, okay. You were hurt the first time. Then once you pass that point, then it will not hurt as much. But you still get it. And but the, I don't know, since I was 20s, 30s, I learned how to take my headache and shift it somewhere else. Then it doesn't bother me. Whether, it's part of James, or I don't know. Well, because I learned how to meditate when I was really young. Well, I had a good teacher. Grandma became a Buddhist. And she actually went to a monastery where I forgot, maybe a month or so. She taught everything. It's like, yes. I learned it. It's great. It helps. It helps with a lot of stuff. A lot of things happen to all of us for the past, even say you're locked down. If you know how to do it, you can start building things. You can build whatever your mind desires in that state. Can design things in that state. So it's pretty amazing. I wish I could like teach. I mean, the article is probably the Substack is probably the closest one, but it involves some little more. But when you do it, don't do it. It's like, I'm gonna make it pass. Don't do that. No. If it hurts too much, don't get stuck. Some people get stuck in there and they can't get out. But you gotta do a little bit like that. Learn. You gotta learn. Slowly. I will say, if you do not know how to meditate correctly or anything, don't do it. You can start doing little things, like I said, meditations and breathing. Slowly get to that point, but not right away. Don't take it like stuff. The same thing will happen with the, remember it was a guy, friend, Jordan Sather. Remember what he said with the drink bleach, but it's not bleach, it's natural chlorine, whatever that thing is. It's supposed to dilute it with water to take a little teaspoon. Then there are people who say, oh, let's go out and buy Clorox. Like, no. Don't do that. Or we could get the pool sharks. Just drink pool sharks. Be okay. It's like, no, you only need a tiny little bit of natural chlorine from nature. Not the chemical stuff. And that's going to help. But no. There are people just going to say, well, you said that I did it and I got hurt and I'm going to sue you. You know, olden days, what they do, they would just, you know, hire somebody, kidnap, get you. But it doesn't matter. It's the karmatic stuff coming after it. It's like, of course, I have a responsibility, but I always say, don't try it. If it's way too much, don't try it. Do it slowly, but if it's bad, don't do it. Just don't think about it. Because we as a human have a tendency of that. So, we want that. We want. Have. Money. Power. It's always been. Even people say, I don't need money and power, but you need something. I want something. You see something. I want that. I want to learn how to do that. We just want. It's our DNA. Unless you become a yogi, then just like, doesn't matter. Yeah, so this whole lawsuit thing, when you think about it, where the lawsuit came from, right? It's still about money. It is. Just like how much money, especially the one with the murdering cases. Family got paid for millions. It's not replaceable, but of course, it will pay for the lawyer fee and all that stuff. But maybe the family will see justice. Oh, that part's like, yeah, okay. But then there's this crazy lawsuit. You told me to drink bleach. I'm gonna sue. Those type of... Dude. Let's say drink bleach. Okay, so I don't know. If you're gonna do that, be careful. Well, I did it. My eyes hurt. Like week, like the inside part and the out, all the outside muscles, just like, whoa. Had a hard time to sleep and stuff, but eventually got away. It was good. This web stuff. There's a cool Nissan GT4. My favorite person who reports our cars, Kristen Lee, introducing to us the Nissan GT4. It looks excellent. I saw somewhere. paint job on the side. Those are your duct. It's not your duct. Can't tell. It's a tiny little bit of air duct, so they put paint front. Interesting. Should have kept it red. Anyway. Because I'm looking at it. Well, because it's there. The second is. I check the price of Nissan Z. Dealership marking up way too much. It's a nice car. I have to say, it's the new one is like, it's nice. Looks like the Z is real. But it's got the old 240, 280 Z look to it too. Okay, I don't know. This is for track only, so yeah, don't even drink about anyone sitting on the street. Get busted. Especially if you win the 1.2 billion Powerball, got one. This is track only car, so can't do it. We can get the velocity in, right? With the crazy stuff you put in the track mode, wherever the engine setting, wherever the pipe setting, just go pop 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 pow. Police are pulling people over. So that's, I don't know. It sounds great. I mean, I heard it a few times. I guess you're not allowed to put in that, the pipes in that mode. So, but still, you can hear them like the rumble. So, I don't know what else is going on. No, I'm just going to look. So, the Cybertruck's not going to be going in production until next year. Late next year. So, they're actually going to be like, wow. I think I said that in a previous podcast. These panels, like straight panels and stuff, they can just take the Starship. They go to another. They can actually integrate parts of it into the body of the ship. So in ships there is not going back. Whatever parts is not going back, or the rocket part is not going back to Earth or somewhere else. You put that stuff in there, then you can make your cyber truck on Mars, Moon, asteroid. You get a truck. You get tow stuff. Of course, you gotta find a place with the gravity. At least a little bit. Otherwise, it won't work. It'll be floating. But then that's the part. They gotta start building the DeLorean. Like back in the future, DeLorean. With the side pod, tire turned little pods, anti-grav pods. Then we can go put in space. It'll work. Oh yeah. Imagine that, DeLorean in space. I thought about that for a long time. Like everybody's gonna make this crazy spaceships and like square and boxy. Elon's gonna make this thing looks like a comic book rocket thing. You know what I would do? I would take a Lamborghini or something. or even the, oh, what's that bird? What's that car's name? I can't remember it, but it looks like a spaceship. I would take that. This is few pockets before popping. Said this. Hey, like, that would be great. People pull off their ship to land, and you pull off with one of those crazy looking supercars that has a little pods on it. Like little CO2 or the air, the actuators. You land. You're still wearing your astronaut suit and stuff. People come out the other ship like, oh, what's that? And like, you open the door, you open up, going, dun, and you walk out. Put both your hands under your waist. Around the moon. I'm here. That would be fun. I mean, it would be gigantic. Show up. Hey, if you can do it, you can take the 1.2 billion lottery. Make one of those. Go in space. Just to show off. Like, that'll be a mission. Yeah, I'll think about that. Me? No. Like I said, I just want that little house. With a little bigger land. Doesn't have to be half an acre. It could be like whatever. Just live comfortable. No investment in other companies except the stuff I make. I'll make stuff. I'll do things. I'll try to sell them. If it doesn't sell, doesn't matter. But if someone say, hey, her, you want to do, would you like to invest? I'm like, nope. Nope, nope, nope. Okay, so. Anything else? I think this is it. So, have an excellent Wednesday. Hump day, and welcome to November 2022. Now we gotta think about Christmas and Thanksgiving. Twiggies. Twiggy. You gonna have Twiggy? Or you have something else? What are you gonna have? I wanna go traditional, but I think my family member. Member S. Have other ideas. So, but I do have to do certain things. I have to fix the tree. Our tree, the top part, where the LED lights died. Well, one of the bulb died. I don't feel like going through them, but they just take them. Put a new one in, take the old one, test it separately. Good thing it's green, so I have an extra green light bulbs. Can just use LED bulbs. That'd be cool. That's what I'll be doing. Anything else? No, that's it. Yeah. Have an excellent Oliver Wednesday. Yeah, don't go crazy with the assassin stuff. And that's it. I'll be back on Friday.